And so when you got out of your vehicle and you're approaching these individuals, what steps did you take to de-escalate the situation?
I asked female pink, hey, what's going on? And then I just see people, like, I see the tackle and I start just yelling, hey, like, to get their attention, like, talk to me, like, stop doing what you're doing. And then as I see, it was later identified as Micaiah Bryant, go to charge the other girl, I'm yelling, get down, as in, like, I wanted everyone to just get down. And, on, like, in my mind, I wanted everyone to get down on the ground and just let me figure out what was going on.
Okay.
And I do think it's important to note there, when we're talking about the de-escalation, what's the time frame from when you get out of your cruiser to when she's about to stab the female in the pink?
4 or 5 seconds, okay. In my mind.
Right. And I appreciate counsel's question there. I also had that question of just understanding the time of, was there time to use it or do any other forms of de-escalation?
No.
Okay. You talked about the taser. You were also equipped with mace. Is there a reason why mace was not used?
Mace was not used because that was, in my belief, would have been an ineffective tool because she had a deadly weapon.
Okay.
And she was also facing away from me.
Okay. Do you feel that hands-on could have been utilized?
No.
Okay. And can you explain why?
Because she is actively trying to use a knife, a deadly weapon, and that would have brought myself into the fold as being exposed to the knife, as well as who was already being exposed at the time to a knife. I was also didn't immediately have any other officers around me. I was by myself. I'm 5'5", 120 pounds, and I perceived that person as a lot larger than I was. Well, and...
And I apologize, I was trying to write that down. 5'5", 125 is what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
You said no other officers around you.
So immediately.
That's what I was going to ask. So when you get out of the vehicle, so you had waited on another cruiser to show up. You both, I assume, rolled out at the same time. So when you get out, did you have any awareness of where the other officers were at the time?
No.
When did you realize when they were there? Or
when I heard the officer channel air shots fired and go render aid.
Okay. But until that point, you didn't know. You assumed they were behind you, but didn't know.
I had no idea where they were standing at or what they were doing.